Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem will see sunny spells throughout the day. In Haifa, the temperatures are mild and comfortable. While in Be'er Sheva, it's a sunny day, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the U.S. has struck Iran for the seventh consecutive night. Iranian forces have launched retaliatory attacks on Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that Iran claims it has destroyed Bahrain's main AI hub, as the U.S. continues its attacks. Iran also allegedly targeted a ship in the Indian Ocean. Also this hour, JNS reports that Representative Jake Auchincloss from New England's most Jewish district defended his vote to cut off U.S. aid to Israel. He accused President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu of breaking the compact underlying military assistance. Separately, 24 News reports from earlier today that Israel is actively participating in U.S. discussions on potentially expanding the Iran campaign. And finally, in earlier reporting, Israel's role in these developments is significant as they continue to shape the region's diplomatic landscape. Reaction has been swift on social media. Posting just minutes ago, Iris noted that the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem is issuing a new security alert. They urge people to reconsider travel to Israel due to the current security situation. Arsen Ostrovsky, a political analyst, reminded us earlier today of past terror attacks on this day. He highlighted the links to Iran-backed Hezbollah terrorists. From Visegrad 24, an hour ago, there are reports of Iranian ballistic missiles targeting U.S. troops at Muwaffaq Salty Air Base in Jordan tonight. Let's go deeper, starting with the ongoing U.S.-Iran tensions. The Times of Israel reports that the U.S. strikes on Iran have entered their seventh night. Iranian forces retaliated by targeting multiple countries in the region, including a missile fired towards Saudi Arabia. This escalation poses a significant threat to stability in the Gulf region and raises concerns about broader regional security. Turning to the situation involving Bahrain, Ynet highlights Iran's claim of destroying Bahrain's main AI hub. This attack forms part of a broader pattern of Iranian retaliatory actions in response to U.S. strikes. The implications for Bahrain's technological capabilities and infrastructure could be profound, affecting both local and international tech investments. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Representative Jake Auchincloss has defended his controversial vote to cut off U.S. aid to Israel. His stance reflects growing tensions within U.S. politics over military assistance to Israel. This could impact future U.S.-Israel relations and the ongoing debate over foreign aid policies. Separately, 24 News explains that Israel plays a crucial role in U.S. deliberations on expanding the campaign against Iran. This involvement underscores Israel's strategic interest in the region and its partnership with the U.S. The potential expansion could have far-reaching implications for regional security and diplomatic efforts. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports from earlier today that Neko Health, founded by Spotify's creator, has raised $700 million for U.S. expansion. The company plans to open its first clinics in New York, leveraging significant interest from tech investors. Separately, CTech reports that Israeli startup Plex AI has secured $1.4 million to transform the commercial real estate market. Led by seasoned software veterans, Plex AI aims to modernize a multi-trillion dollar industry with innovative technology solutions. And finally, Walla Business brings us a stark warning. Nearly 200 economists and tech leaders, including 15 Nobel laureates, predict an employment disaster. Their statement highlights potential economic challenges that could reshape global and Israeli markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.